Must we go to court again? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. One of the cases argued before the Supreme Court yesterday involved a funeral home employee who was born male and worked as a funeral director for 5 years until announcing that for a long time his mind had been female, that he was in fact she, and so she would finally be dressing appropriately as a woman. 2 weeks later, the owner of the funeral home explained that as a Christian running a family-owned business, he could not be complicit in supporting the idea that sex is anything other than an immutable gift from God, and so he offered the employee a severance package if she would leave quietly. But she refused. And so now the case is before the Supreme Court, which, no matter how it rules, will end up applying the specific circumstances of this case to all of us. And it's happening because there are job creators, mostly Christian, who sincerely believe God will judge them based on who they sell cake to or take pictures of, or in this case, for an employee's clothing choice. But will God really send you to hell for somebody else's conduct? As I recall, Abraham settled that case way back in Genesis when he argued with God over Sodom and Gomorrah. And if a simple shepherd can do it without the Supreme Court, why can't we?
Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.